Recordings have now been started.
Thank you very much, Dale. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the Task Force on NCUC Procedural Rules Planning Meeting. On the call today, we have Anna Lut, Hutaifa Albu-Tanji, Rafiq Damak, Ashad Muhammad, Amal Al-Sakaf. We have apologies from Corinne Katz. And from staff, we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for translation purposes. Thank you very much. Over to you, Anna.
Thank you so much, Mariam. Hello, everybody. I hope you all are doing well. Please let me know if you can't hear me. Unfortunately, my headphones did not make it back from Iceland in one piece, so I'm sort of working with other ones here. So let me know if you have trouble hearing me in the chat or just raise your hand. So it looks like we don't have many people on the call today, but I have been really excited about the participation on the Google Doc. I'm going to, again, link to the Google Doc in the chat, so if anyone wants to follow along, they can do that during the discussion or the meeting. So first I'm going to start with our meeting agenda for today. We're going to start with basic reminders. We're going to go over the scope of this group, because some of the task force, because there have been some questions about what our scope is, so I just want to define that, take a moment to define that. Touch on some issues for discussion. Some issues have been brought up in the Google Doc, and I just want to have leave some space for us to discuss that. And so if anyone has any questions or concerns, they can feel free to discuss them on this call or on the Google Doc later, if you're listening later. And then finally, any other business. So let's get started. So first, I want to start with some reminders. The schedule, I've noticed that we've had some trouble getting people involved, so I'm going to resend a poll to see if we can have a better time. I know it's a crazy time for everyone as we approach Copenhagen, so I want to make sure that we have time to meet and have good discussion. The next is involvement. I just want to let everyone know that on the Google Doc that's in the chat, and that also I'll be circulating around for every update, you can edit and comment. So I would suggest and sort of encourage anyone who has a comment to maybe put a brief edit on the document itself to just give us an idea of maybe your concerns or how you would like to see your concerns sort of take form in the Google Doc. All right, so moving on to the task force timeline. We only have a few weeks left in the process, so I really, again, encourage circulation. I'm going to try and keep reminding people through weekly updates. If there's anything I can do to sort of encourage more participation in these procedural roles, please let me know. I really think that they're an important aspect of the MCUC and sort of really will help our ability to get work done in the best way possible. So I think this is a great chance for new members, sort of members who have been here for a while, to really work together on aspects of, you know, sort of NCUC processes that are really important. All right, so moving on to scope. There have been some concerns raised about the scope of this task force, and I think that I really appreciate these concerns. I think on my part, I should have probably had a scope at the beginning, but I have drafted a scope. It's non-binding. Please comment and change please comment about how you feel about it, and I've attached it here as well as in the Google Doc, so I'm just going to read it out. This task force seeks to develop processes that enable the functionality of the NCUC. These recommended processes will result in a set that will be commented upon by NCUC membership and voted upon by NCUC-EC. Any issues related to the allocation and management of monies is outside the scope of this task force. So this is sort of budgeting issues. I think also any issues relating to the NCSG are also outside the scope. I would like to point out, though, that we are making recommendations as to the reporting of funds by the treasurer, not their allocation. Rafiq, I see your hand is raised. Go ahead.
Hello,
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks, Anna, for the work done. So I guess maybe with regard to this call, I think giving a context maybe help to explain the procedure cover and not. I think it's mostly about enacting some operating rule or a process for NCUC Executive Committee to work. For those who maybe reviewed the charter that we still have and the one to be approved by the board, you can find there are several mention about that executive committee need to develop a procedure for several provision in the charter, because the charter give kind of some guidance, but doesn't go deep in how to implement or execute them. So that give some room for executive committee to define or to set the procedure and develop them when needed. So I think as main guideline is really about a procedure for the executive committee to work in terms of making decision like appointment, election, and so on. So that, I think, give kind of some limitation of what we should focus and also what to prioritize. So this is kind of my interpretation from the last years when we tried to kind of work on the amending the charter and then to prepare the ground for elaborating or developing the procedure.
Thank you so much, Rivik. Yeah, that's completely correct. I'm going to include that in the scope, and also I'll go through and note where the charter specifically states sort of go through the proposed procedures or procedural issues, and then note which ones are specifically mentioned in the charter. Does that sound like an okay idea? Is there anything else that I could do to really sort of provide that sort of level of discussion between the charter and the work that we're doing here, just to make it completely clear sort of what, you know, why we're doing this? Does that sound like an okay plan? Cool. Thanks, Rafik. All right. So moving on to issues for discussion, which I'm hoping we'll spend the most time here. I'm just going to quickly go through the issues for discussion, and then I'll open up the call. First, I wanted to propose that maybe we chat about the idea of procedures versus guidelines. So I know that, going back to what Rafik said, in the charter there are some sort of procedural sort of suggestions for NCUCEC, but there are also some suggestions of guidelines that I have put on here. And this can this includes, and I'm going to go down to a few points here, is looking at the formatting of emails for the EC. And this is just after some issues that have come up in locating emails and trying to keep track of sort of a lot of emails, finding a way to maybe have a set of guidelines that are recommended, not enforced at all. Because I think when you talk about procedures, there is a level of sort of suggested accountability and enforcement, at least for me, and I'd like to discuss those questions there at the top. The next is appointment and voting. Looking at the case of the NCSG, as some of you have noticed, if you haven't, you can search your email for call for volunteer as alternate counselor. I think it would be a good point for this task force to maybe develop a set of procedures to deal with an issue that may come up, because I know that there has been some question about the processes that the NCSG needs to follow, just for consideration. Development and voting on policy statements and public comments. I would urge everyone to take a look at the great work of Rafik. It's fantastic. They have a Trello board and everything. So I think this would be something we could take a lot of cues from. I already talked about guidelines. Treasury reporting. I mentioned this earlier. There had been a comment about, you know, sort of what is this, and this is more just a timeline or set of suggested timelines for reporting of the treasurer. And then trip slots and funding so far. That is something I'd really like to discuss, especially because we have a lot of trips and a lot of outreach coming up. And so I would like to discuss if anyone has any ideas about trip slots and funding. It does? Oh, dear. Okay. Oh, Rafiq, go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Anna. thanks for kind of highlighting the difference between procedure and guidelines. I think that's quite important. And in fact, the example you gave about the NCAG, it's quite good because the NCAG charter has a provision about appointing an alternate counselor in the case of vacancy and so on, and gives some guidance to the EC on what they should do, but doesn't outline how exactly. So they have to work on that. And just now, listening to the different cases, I was wondering if we can add a procedure to develop procedure at the end. Maybe kind of meta procedure, but because I don't think we can for now really list all the possible cases, but we may need to think to provide a process or operating rules for the EC so the next time they can develop their own procedure and more kind of we give them maybe some guidance. Maybe we create kind of guidelines to explain what maybe should be the expectation or criteria to create a procedure, like a clear timeline, a clear role about decision making and so on. Some maybe kind of parameters or element that they need to be defined for any procedure we have to set. So maybe this is kind of, maybe we call it meta procedure or procedure to develop other procedure. And I really encourage people to check the Genus operating procedure or operating rules. It's quite long document for sure, but it's it give us kind of an idea what the aspect that people really try to cover when they formalize a process or procedure and so on, to really be sure to cover as much as possible and to not leave things really in kind of gray area that can create a lot of issue. And to be honest, I don't want really to go to monopolize the call with Anna, so I encourage everyone to participate and intervene here. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks, Rafiq. And yeah, no, totally meta, but that's okay because it's really important to have a procedure for procedures, in my opinion. And like Rafiq said, I would really like to open it up to any questions or concerns. I know we had a lot of newer members who had joined the first call the first day. So if you have any questions about any of the procedures, please feel free to raise your hand or put a or ask a question in the chat. Because this is also a space for you to ask questions as well. So don't be shy. Please feel free to participate. All right. So, Arshad? All right. I see that over the years, the NCUC membership has grown, and that's a good thing. I don't know if this comes under the scope of this task force, but is there some provision rule which defines active members? I mean, people who become active might not participate actively at process, perhaps membership-based and renewal. All right, so this is actually not a procedural question. This is more looking at bylaws and charter, which we're actually going to be working on very soon. So if you have an interest in looking at sort of the definition of active members, this would be something I would definitely take a look at, should be coming on the listserv. What we're really doing, like Rafiq said earlier, is we're looking at sort of procedures for the EC, the Executive Committee of the NCUC. But that's more of a bylaws, from my understanding of it. Rafiq, or not anyone who's been there a little bit longer, might, if you want to chime in as well.
Thanks, Anna. So, yes. So we had that discussion like a few months ago about active and inactive because there was some confusion, and I think people kind of get maybe worried that they will be removed because they are not active in the mailing list, which is not the reality. Is that we have a kind of practice within the NCUCs to do the check-in before the election to create a voter list. And that's kind of also a way for the EC to reach the members and to kind of, I mean, to check, at least to update information and so on. In the new bylaws or a charter, we try it really to cover the definition of active and inactive and to be eligible for the voting. And this getting kind of, inspiration, if I say so, I can say that, from the NCAC charter. So I think it's quite important to separate this, to be kind of active from NCAC or NCAC standpoint, which is mean that you are eligible to vote. And other thing is to be kind of active in term of participation. We don't have that kind of threshold. However, for the EC, NCAC, there is possibility to work and how to kind of update the membership list in annual basis, in particular before election. Because sometimes what it happens is like you get a bouncing email or, you know, I mean, you cannot reach that person anymore. And it's like 4 years. So it's quite important to find out what are the procedure in the way either to get them back, maybe to update their records, or just to remove them for kind of long inactivity. Because, I mean, they are not even they are not subscribed to the mailing list and so on. So this is possibility to work on that in particular, to the voting list. If I can respond to Benjamin, yeah, it can be confusing. In NCUC use the term bylaws, but I think we tend to use kind of invariably both charter or bylaws, but it's just like, let's say, the constitution of NCUC, defining the mission, are the eligibility criteria for membership, and so on. So.
Thank you, Rafiq. Yeah, this is really helpful. So for newer members, I'm also sort of newer myself. So these are actually really great ways for me with working with the bylaws. You know, hopefully for you, it can be working within the procedures as a really great way to sort of ask questions that are a bit confusing. Thank you. I always appreciate it. All righty. So are there any other questions, issues for discussion, questions about the Google Doc? I see something from Arshad. Anything? Okay, hearing none. I'm going to move on. Oh, sorry about that. I'm going to move on to the any other business tasks and the next meeting. So on the slide, I have that the next meeting is on Tuesday, February 28th at 1300 UTC. Thank you, Rafiq. Yeah, I wasn't sure about sharing those yet, but I wanted to make sure. I have here that the next meeting is going to be on February 28th, but I'm actually going to send out another poll tomorrow with the list reminder and call for participation. So I send those out every Wednesday, sort of a reminder about what we did during the meeting and, again, remind people to participate. And so in that, I'm also going to send out a poll. So please, all of you who are on this call, fill that out. I want to make sure we can get as many people as possible participating. And Again, by next meeting, please begin to finalize your procedures so we can discuss smaller, more granular issues that you have encountered. So any other questions, concerns? All right, seeing none, I think we can end the meeting early. I like these meetings because they're really short. So hopefully I will see you all commenting, editing on the Google Doc, and I look forward to speaking with you all next week. All right, I think we're good to end the call, Miriam. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you all for attending the meeting. Dale, you may stop the recording and disconnect all lines. Thank you very much. Bye-bye, everyone.